So you went no contact with a narcissist either because you loved them or they loved you. In any case, you decided that you've had just about enough of a toxic relationship and you finally decided, look, I'm going to make a commitment to myself. So you went no contact once and for all. No contact, in case you're new around here, is a coping technique that is practically required to heal after narcissistic abuse. It involves removing yourself from the narcissist's life. You stop seeing them, you stop speaking to them, and you stop interacting with the narcissist in any way. This allows you to clear your life of the negative energy they bring into every room so that you have the space and the time that you need to heal without dealing with the toxic influence of your former personal tormentor. Now, for the record, you might have gone no contact with a partner or a former partner, or maybe it was a family member or a friend, a parent. In any case, initially, you might find yourself kind of feeling like you're on that pink cloud many people report they experience during narcissistic abuse recovery. Pink clouding, in case you're unfamiliar with it, is a term that is used to describe the feeling of elation that a lot of addicts and alcoholics get when they start to detox and move into sobriety. I first heard it used in our community by Kim Saeed. While you're on the pink cloud, you will feel excited and hopeful in ways you didn't before. And your life might actually start feeling like it's moving in the right direction for the first time in a long time. Unfortunately, there's a big problem with pink cloud syndrome, and that is quite simply that it can make us dangerously overconfident in one way. We might think we're fully recovered when we're actually just beginning to recover. The worst part is that this overconfidence can sadly lead to what I call a sort of relapse, where we fall back in with the narcissist. For example, when you first leave a narcissist, you might start to see the possibilities of a life without constant control and codependency. Kind of a beautiful thing. But that pink cloud is very common for survivors of narcissistic abuse who have just gone no contact. We are often so relieved that we're not dealing with the everyday stress of dealing with a narcissist drama, not to mention the mind games, that we don't even consider the possibility that we've still got some work to do before we can actually say we're truly healed and ready to move forward. So when you do go no contact, you might find yourself feeling totally liberated and free at first. This is an amazing feeling, but being in a relationship with a narcissist is going to leave you with a whole bunch of unresolved trauma that you're going to have to work through if you're ever going to create the life that you actually want and deserve for yourself. The trauma you experienced manifests itself in something we call trauma bonding, which is a condition that causes you to develop a certain psychological dependence on the narcissist while you're in the relationship with them. In reality, I think it's sort of like a survival strategy that a lot of us develop during these toxic relationships, but it also makes recovering much more difficult afterward, as you're literally addicted to the narcissist and the toxic relationship in the same way that an alcoholic is addicted to an alcohol or a drug of choice. It literally affects the same part of the brain. But that means that even if you logically know you're not interested in having the narcissist in your life anymore, there's still a part of you that will have a hard time saying no if the narcissist is able to contact you once the relationship ends. This is exactly why we recommend that you go no contact if possible when you end a relationship with a narcissist. Of course, if you have kids together, you might just need to go low contact, where you use the Grey Rack method to avoid drama and where you only communicate about the business of raising your child without emotion and only as absolutely necessary. Now, the trauma bonding factor means that you're going to need to be careful to avoid the narcissist as often as you can so that you can avoid that dreaded relapse. But what if you do happen to run into the narcissist in public after you go no contact? What happens if you see the narcissist? What are you supposed to do? Because unless you move to a different city, that's a really serious possibility and sadly, a lot more common than you think. But how does the narcissist perceive you after no contact? Most likely, you might wonder, how would the narcissist potentially perceive you? And of course, that all depends on how long it's been since you went no contact, as well as how much you've healed since that time. So we're going to talk about it. What happens if you have not yet healed after going no contact and you see the narcissist? Right now, I'm going to tell you something that I would normally never tell you in any other case. But if you haven't already healed and you happen to see the narcissist after going no contact, I want you to take a page from the narcissist book. Hear me out, and I want you to put on a sort of mask. Why? Because if the narcissist sees that you have not yet healed after the damage they caused in this toxic, unhealthy relationship, they're going to absolutely relish the idea that they have somehow won the relationship. They will definitely think of you as weak, and they will even attempt to reinforce the idea that they probably have spent years putting in your head that you're worthless or at least somehow inferior to them. So rather than giving them the narcissistic supply they'd inevitably get from seeing you feeling miserable and alone without them, I want you to totally fake it. Yeah. Pretend that everything is great no matter how you feel in the moment. Don't give them the satisfaction of knowing that they've hurt you. In general, if the narcissist thinks they've sort of won the relationship, they might pretend to ignore you or just look at you with contempt, acting like you're clearly beneath them, which is better than Hoover. So what can you do to appear healed even when you're not? Well, consider the telltale signs you might be showing if you are feeling miserable. Chances are that the narcissist would recognize that you're hurting by the way you're carrying yourself, the way you're dressed, maybe your body language, have you showered lately, that kind of stuff if you don't speak to them. So for now, just make sure you're kind of tidied up and keep yourself looking as fresh as you can when you do go out in public. Maybe put some good music in your ears and in the car or on the walk or wherever you're going, because that will at least temporarily help you to boost your spirits. But what happens if you are healing or you've finished healing when you see the narcissist that you went no contact with? Well, if the narcissist sees you after you go into contact with them and you seem confident, you're well-dressed, and you appear to be healthy and relatively happy, well, they might start to think about trying to get you back. And this is especially true when you've moved on with another partner. And it's also true even when the narcissist has a new partner or a new source of supply. They might indicate the desire to connect with you on some level. And there might be a little tiny part of you that secretly hopes that'll happen. That's your trauma bonding coming back to bite you in the proverbial butt. Don't fall for it. Because I want you to always remember that the narcissist's idea of a relationship is ugly, to put it mildly. And they really don't want to have a real relationship with you. Not a healthy one. They will, as always, just hurt you over and over again and take and take and take. They won't give. You're just better off without them. If the narcissist sees you after years of you being no contact with them and they have seen that you have healed on some level, they might try to trap you again. They might think you would have forgotten about what they did, or they probably forgot because it wasn't that big of a deal to them. That's how they roll. But they're going to try to reel you back in. And they might even swear up and down that they have changed. But you have to know their intentions will not be any different. Now, on the flip side, if you have healed yourself and you do seem to be quite well to the narcissist, they might actually ignore you and avoid you due to their ridiculous sense of pride. And while they'd never tell you this, they might actually think that you're superior to them, which would totally destroy them on so many levels. And of course, if I'm being honest, that is the level of healing you're going for. Just remember your reasons. You've had enough of the narcissistic abuse, and once and for all, you went no contact with the person who made your life a living HE double hockey sticks. What else should you do, though, if you do see the narcissist after no contact? Now listen, I know you're not out for revenge or anything, but if you were, it would serve you well to remember that the best revenge is served cold. Remember what narcissists need more than anything else in the whole wide world? Yeah, they need attention. They need narcissistic supply. So in other words, narcissists, they do not like to be ignored. So one way to deal with them is to give them exactly what they deserve. Nothing. None of your attention, none of your energy, just walk away, my friend. Now you have to know that the narcissist will need to pretend that there's something wrong with you when you do this, and that's okay, let them have it. They will never be able to admit to themselves or anyone else that they mistreated you or abused you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they've probably already told everyone how crazy or terrible you are, and most likely portrayed themselves as the victim because that's how narcissists do. But what if ignoring them isn't an option? Then what are you supposed to do? Well, you can just smile and nod, sort of in acknowledgement, and keep on walking. It's really all about keeping your composure and maintaining your dignity here. This next part is really important. Despite the fact that you would probably rather be poked in the eye with a sharp stick than see this person, you're gonna have to put your feelings on the back burner for just a minute. Why? Because under no circumstances should you ever allow the narcissist or anyone nearby in the moment to see that you're in any way bothered by their presence. Pay attention to the little details here and be very aware of your facial expression so that you can avoid showing signs of disgust. If you're anything like me, your face has a way of telling all your secrets. So you might just want to practice your poker face in the mirror ahead of time to be safe. Here's mine. Do you believe me? And if you want to avoid giving the narcissist that little zing of satisfaction they will inevitably feel if they think you look or seem anything less than amazing, well, you want to appear indifferent. So act like they're just any other person in the world you've ever met, like an acquaintance. They're just somebody you don't really know very well almost. Does that make sense? Even if it absolutely tortures you to see them, never let a narcissist see you sweat, even if you need to go cry in your car afterward. I'm not kidding. Regardless of how much or how little you've healed, if or when you happen to see the narcissist after you go no contact, the bottom line is make sure you don't react to them at all, or if you do, keep it brief, polite, and businesslike. Remember that the narcissist will be watching closely. They will be looking for any reaction at all, and they're going to get a little hit of narcissistic supply if they think that you miss them or you're having a hard time without them. So just Don't give them even the slightest hint that you are affected by not having them in your life, unless the effects that you display are positive. What if the narcissist approaches you and attempts to hoover you? What are you supposed to do then? Well, my friend, you've got to play it cool like ice. Just don't even give them the chance to trap you again. Remember that no matter how hard they swear they've changed, or they will change, they absolutely will not. And as always, they'd continue to be the person they've always been. You went no contact for a reason, so please don't give up on yourself. Now, I'm going to attach a couple of clips right here that are going to help make this a little clearer for you, and then I'll be right back to see you afterward. Don't worry, I'll make it quick.
Plan ahead. Decide what it is that you're going to do when you see your narcissist, and then do it when you see him or her. So something I tell my clients is, you know, to write down two or three sentences that you think would be appropriate to say to your narcissist when or if you happen to run into them, if you are forced to talk to them. Ideally, you don't want to draw attention to yourself if you see the narcissist. Now, in a normal breakup, you might want to just walk over and say, hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Is life good for you? Blah, blah, blah. But in a breakup with a narcissist, it's a whole different ball of wax, and you know that. There's a reason you went no contact with this person, right? And this is true if you're dealing with a parent or family member or a former boss or a former coworker or a former friend. Anyone that you've had to go no contact with who's a narcissist of a toxic nature is someone you're going to have to do this with. Don't engage the person unless you're forced to. Don't draw attention to yourself. Do whatever you can to, you know, if you need to leave the party early, go ahead and do it. Don't put yourself in harm's way, and I mean emotionally or physically. If you are forced to speak with the narcissist, do so as dryly as possible. Don't get into any heavy topics, and if the narcissist tries to do that, then you say, you know what, we'll have to talk about that later, or whatever it is that you can say. Stay gray rock. Meaning you don't give the narcissist any emotional reaction, because I promise you, my friend, that's what they want. Whether it's you cry because you have, you know, you haven't seen him in so long, or it's that you get angry because they trigger something in you, or you get scared, whatever. Don't give them any reaction. Even if you feel something inside of yourself, don't give the narcissist the pleasure of seeing it, because what's going to happen if you do that is you're actually going to feed him or her more. The narcissist is going to get supply from you if he or she can get a reaction from you. You feel me? Don't give them the reaction that they want, because if you can avoid that, you maintain the power. Remember, you're in control. This is your life now. You're not with that person anymore. Whether it was your choice or not, it's your life now, and it's time for you to take back your life, take back your power, and start to decide how it's going to happen. You might want to have a line regarding no contact. I've gone no contact with you because I simply need to stay healthy in my life, and when I'm around you, I don't feel very healthy. If you can do that, write down those three things and then memorize them. And so if you are in a position where you have to speak to the narcissist because you have been spotted and they have, you know, cornered you and you have no choice but to speak to him or her, you employ the grave rock method, and then you simply say your three or four sentences or two or three sentences that you have created for this purpose and nothing more. You can answer politely. You don't have to be rude, but you certainly are within your rights, if you have the strength to do it, to just turn and walk away. You aren't required to speak to the narcissist.
As an empath, you might have a lot of guilt, fear, obligation, things like this that are going on inside your head when you try to go no contact with a narcissist, whether it's a romantic situation or a family situation, or even a friend or a coworker situation. You still might find yourself going, I feel kind of guilty about it. I feel kind of gross about it. I don't like the way it feels. I wouldn't want someone to do this to me. So how do you deal with those feelings? And should you deal with those feelings, or should you just stick with it? For an empath, is it okay to go no contact? And if you do go no contact, how do you handle the feelings that come with it? The feelings of fog or fear, obligation, and guilt that typically go with it. First of all, you're afraid to do it because it's scary. Change is scary. Depending on the situation, maybe you've never not been in contact with that person, or you have been in contact with that person for many years and you don't know how to disconnect. Even a few months can be enough to change a person's life. So how do you find your way out of the fear, the obligation, and the guilt that come along with the idea of going no contact? We, as empaths, we tend to think to ourselves, well, if somebody did this to me, I would feel devastated. Or we think it's so selfish to do the no contact rule. We want to know, why is it not like morally wrong for us to literally do to them what they've done to us in so many different ways? And that is to discard them. Who are we to discard that person? Well, let's start here. When we're talking about a narcissist, okay, we're talking about someone who blatantly, openly does not care how you feel. We're talking about someone who has no empathy for you and who makes it very obvious in the way that they treat you. Basically, narcissists disrespect you on every single level. They break all your boundaries. They disrespect you as a human being. In fact, they don't even really see you as a whole person. So my answer to people who are like, well, is it morally unethical to go no contact?
is no. The answer is no, because narcissists don't respect you in a relationship. Therefore, you don't owe them that respect. Now, if you were in a relationship with someone who did love you and did respect you, did care about you, and it just didn't work out, then yes, you would owe them an explanation. It would be wrong for you to just bounce, right? But when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, they don't show you any concern, empathy, anything. It's not so bad. It's understandable, because if someone did that to you, you would see it as morally wrong. And it would be. Bear with me, I'm getting there. But here's the thing. Is it not morally wrong to come into a person's life, promise the world, promise everything, act like you're that person's soulmate, put them up on a pedestal and make them feel better than they've ever felt, and then knock them off that pedestal every 5 minutes, discard them after devaluing them and treating them like they don't matter, and then spend the rest of your life doing that same thing in cycles throughout the relationship? Is that not morally wrong? To show you this wonderful person at the beginning and then devalue you and discard you once they get to know you better? Is that not morally wrong? Is it morally wrong for this person to be in a relationship with you and enjoy everything that you do for them and yet not even give back just a little bit? Look, there's nothing morally wrong with you standing up for yourself and insisting on being respected. And unfortunately, when it comes to a narcissist, that is no contact. You will not be respected by a narcissist consistently, only when it's convenient for them. Going no contact with a narcissist allows you the only avenue to let go of that disrespect. But I feel obligated to tell the person why I'm going no contact. I know you're saying that, right? That's what you're thinking? Well, let's talk about the motives that you feel obligated for. What's behind that for you? Are you telling yourself that you want to tell the narcissist about going no contact because you really want to explain it to them because you think they'll understand? Are you telling them because you don't want to feel selfish? Or are you telling the narcissist this because you hope secretly that they'll say, oh, no idea that I was doing that to you. I'm so sorry. Let's get back together, make sure everything's okay. And then suddenly they'll become the perfect person that you've been expecting them to be all of this time. Let's have a reality check real quick, shall we? You already know, when you've been involved with a narcissist, literally every single thing a narcissist does is for the narcissist. Even if it seems like they're helping you out because, like, I don't know, they're paying your phone bill or they're paying your rent at your house or your mortgage or whatever, it's about them. It's about them having control. It's about them getting what they want. It's about them having the things that they want, being in control of the situation. They don't care what we think. They don't care what we want. And yes, their actions frequently contradict with what they say. And that's what you have to look at, as their actions, in addition to the words, of course, because the verbal abuse that comes along with being with a narcissist can be very painful in many cases. Here's the thing. You look at the situation, you go, well, I'm an adult. I allowed this to happen. It's all my fault. No, it's not your fault. It would be your fault if you chose to remain in that situation, knowing what you know and not doing anything differently. Then you could take a certain amount of responsibility. But the truth is, most of us don't come up knowing how to deal with people like this. We aren't in a situation to understand instantly this is a narcissist, this person has no empathy, because it doesn't make sense to us. As empaths, I mean, we are wired to react to emotion. We are wired to understand how other people feel and care about how other people feel. Narcissists are not. That is practically foreign to us. That's why we're so confused by it. And that's why we so often think, oh my gosh, I can totally help fix this person, which is why we stick around for so long in some cases. I think the most important thing that we have to remember here is that we, as empaths, as individuals, as survivors, and hopefully thrivers after this kind of relationship, we owe it to ourselves to start focusing on ourselves and what we need, because my gosh, the longer you're in a relationship with a narcissist, the less you actually focus on yourself, and it grows and it gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on. The longer time you spend with one, like say you were born to one and then you got with one in a relationship, the longer time you spend as a supply, the less of yourself you know, the less of your true self is able to emerge into the world. It's really easy for us to worry about them because they've been part of our lives for some significant amount of time. It's easy for us to wonder, what are they thinking? What are they doing right now? Should I be concerned about them? But here's the thing you have to remember. I promise you, they're not doing the same thing with you unless they're currently obsessing with you because you're not giving them attention. It's unlikely that the narcissist will spend even half or a third of the amount of energy worrying and stressing about you as you have about them. So here's my deal. I just want you to take a big deep breath with me. And I want you to be proud of yourself. Going no contact is hard, But my gosh, it is so worth it. You will find the weight lifted up off of your shoulders that you've previously carried with you. You will find that all of these new understandings about yourself and the world come into play. And you will suddenly be able to see more clearly than you've ever seen before about so many different things. It's outrageous. Be proud of yourself. Embrace no contact. Understand that the narcissist did not give you the privilege of embracing you properly, and they discard you throughout the relationship in a cyclical fashion. Guilt will do you no good now. If you go and you talk to the narcissist, you break your silence and you say, look here, this is why I left you. I just wanted you to know. Or this is why I stopped talking to you. I just wanted you to know. You're not going to help anyone, not even yourself. What you're going to do is open up a new can of worms, more guilt, more obligation, more fear. Now it's time to focus on yourself. Put yourself first. Put your need to grow and develop your self-esteem now. This is the time. And I'm not talking about like, you know, in high school, the little self-esteem pamphlet. I'm talking about real, live, raw, naked self-love. So here's what it comes down to. Now, this time, I want you to take the time to actually put yourself first, your own needs first. If it means that you can't relax until you've said to the narcissist, this is why I went no contact, okay, do that. But understand that you're not going to get satisfaction out of it. Narcissists don't do closure. Sometimes people will, you know, do what I call the fade away, where they'll just slowly fade away from a relationship and just slowly go no contact. And some people can do this in a calculated manner that works really well. Other people just need to chop it off and it's sudden and painful, but ultimately it leads you back to peace or into a place of peace that maybe you've never found. The thing you have to do is not worry so much now about what the narcissist needs. You have to worry now about what you need. If you need to say anything to the narcissist, do it. Whatever you need to do, do that, but never feel guilty, never feel scared, and never feel obligated to give a narcissist yourself over going no contact. It's not worth it. Going no contact is the only way to true peace after dealing with a narcissist. You've got to remember that a narcissist cannot understand your reasons for going no contact, and they, if anything, will use them against you. Don't waste your breath. That's just my personal advice from me to you.
Now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you found yourself running into a narcissist after going no contact? And if so, how'd that work out for you? In hindsight, what tips would you offer for your fellow survivors who might go through the same thing? And if not, are you concerned that you might? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.